Hi, my name is Joan, a grateful recovering food addict.
Hi, Joan.
And the word grateful is not even the beginning of the word. I came in at the age of 58. I've been in 13 years. You can add it up. Grateful it means what? To different people, it means different things. Grateful to me means that I have found in the course of being in this program, doing the things that I do, right from the beginning, I came in literally down on my knees. I couldn't go any further down. And in the very first time that I came to the Lawrence Memorial, was my first meeting. I sat at the back of the room, and everything I heard made sense. For the first time in my life, I heard people talking about what I was doing, told me it wasn't my fault, that I had a disease that once I took that first bite, I couldn't control. And they spoke to me. I knew what they were talking about. And all I did was sit there and shake my head up and down like the little doll, a little bird at the corner of Tremont Street that would dip its head in the water. It was just an automatic thing. Mine wasn't water, unfortunately. In fact, at that point in my life, it was something I wouldn't drink. I don't know if I thought I'd rust. You know, I came in at 268 pounds. I had been up to 280. But I came in completely defeated. I had given up hope, all hope of ever getting down to a normal weight. I came in because someone had asked me. My actual eating buddy, one of my eating buddies was a cousin, and she had told me, she had gone to all these diet places with me, so she asked me, would I like to try this? And she says, would you like to try to go somewhere? She says, the first time I went to this place, it's called OA. She says, I lost 18 pounds in the first month. Well, I knew automatically that that's not something I would do because I have an underactive thyroid and I can't lose weight fat. Guess what? The first month, I lost 18 pounds. Wow, that was a first. Now, it went off pretty fast, thyroid or no thyroid. I did what my sponsor, I got my sponsor the very first day I was there. She had spoken to me, told me what I had to do. She said, when you leave here, you have to go to the store and you have to buy this, this, and this for your breakfast. And I looked at her with my stomach churning and saying, I can't eat that stuff. She said, all right. So she gave me an alternate choice. Now, the first choice, I could have eight ounces. The second choice, I could have half of that, 4 ounces. Now, I did state when I started that I am an addict. So it took me a very short time, probably, I don't even think it took a week, for me to figure out that 8 was half of 4. And I was being deprived by eating that extra 4 ounces. God help me. I did come in an addict. But immediately, I knew when I came in that this is where I needed to be. And I often think, you know, I am 70 years old now. I'll do your addition for you. I was born in 1935. And 12 steps, as far as I know in this program, started in 1935. So God already had his little stamp on me. And I finally, at the age of 58, found out what it was. I came in, by the way, at September 7th of 1992. And I did it, I became abstinent immediately. And that was just before the high holidays started. But there was, at that point in my life, no high holidays because there was just one meal I ate a day, and it started when I get up and it ended when I went to bed. There was no break in it. It was constant. And unfortunately for me, I went to a nutritionist. I was diabetic at that point, And the nutritionist told me that I couldn't just eat three meals a day, that I had to have so many spread throughout the day. So I took her literally, and I ate, as I said, from the time I got up until I went to bed. Every suggestion she made, I quadrupled. She told me, you know, showed me a specific thing in case I didn't know what size something was. I couldn't tell by eye. She was always showing me a piece of plastic, and all I said to myself is, I don't eat plastic. So I wiped her thoughts right out. And unfortunately, again, for her and for me, I had to see her three times a week. That's how bad it was. That's how bad I was getting with my diabetes. So coming into program, I started immediately, got what I needed, did what I needed. I was given a piece of paper. They showed on it everything that I had to do as far as going to meetings and whatever. And I was told, it was a meeting list, I was told to pick out three because I had to go to a meeting four times a week. So I picked out three, and being again the addict that I was, I went to the three that were closest to me. And I mean literally the closest to me. It took me approximately 5 minutes to get from my house to where I had to go three times a week, which was the next town. And there my life started. And I really think that there was the beginning of my life. I consider myself a 13-year-old because I've since found out what I had to do. In it, I have been in this program, I've been given a game plan, as the saying goes. And that game plan gives me 12 steps. Those 12 steps are how I have to, not have to, but how I do live my life. I was given 8 tools to work that. Those 8 tools taught me how, gave me the beginning of everything I have now today. I still use those 8 tools. I still use those 12 steps. I can't get away from them. If I try, even if I think that I should get away from them, my head snaps to right away. I can't. I start my day with those first 3 steps. I do the things that I have to do, and my day starts the moment I open my eyes. Beside my bed, I have my readings. I was told there was certain literature I should read, and I read those, and I read a few others besides. I get on my knees. I say the first 3 steps. I get up. I make my phone calls, and I receive phone calls. I have so many during the morning hours, and then I have some in the afternoon and evening hours. I have a food plan that I was given at the beginning. And the food plan has been evolved, shall I say. It has evolved to a point where it's so very, very, very simple, because this is what I have to do. I have to keep things simple, excuse me. I go in on a Friday, do my shopping. I go into Haymarket, get my fresh food, and I go to the market basket and do the rest of my shopping. I come home, and between my husband and I, who is also in program, I get things cooked. He does the cooking. I do the weighing and measuring. And they get put away in little Ziploc bags up in the freezer so that every day, at the beginning of my day, my breakfast is already made. I make that a week at a time. In fact, I did it today. There are 14 little containers in the refrigerator, one for each day for 2 of us. And the grains, the cereal is to the side. we put that together. There's nothing to takes exactly 3 minutes for that. Lunch and supper have been made. They were made, as I said, usually a week ahead of time. So I just take them down when I need to take them down, which is right after supper, whatever given day it is, and everything goes with me. Now, today is a special day, and I'll be going to my daughter's to be with the rest of the family. I don't do the things that everybody else does in my family, but I do bring my food with me. For what part of the meal that will be done for me, I'm bringing my scale. Everything is all ready. It's out in the car. It's ready to go. At any given time, I can pack up what I need to do, and I do it. I've been through many things in program. I've been through a mastectomy. That was what started. After that, my husband had bladder cancer. That was taken care of. After that, I had 4 losses in my family. I've lost a son, a granddaughter, a son-in-law, and a daughter. And in almost every one of the cases, it's been because they had my disease, and they didn't opt to do what I did. The only reason I'm mentioning that this is because in any one of the cases, not in one of those things did I eat, nor did I even entertain the thought to eat. If anything, at one point, I probably didn't want to eat, but because of all the friends and people that are in program, I got all the support that I needed. If I had still been out there, the odds are I'd be dead. It wouldn't have been me burying children. It would have been children burying me. And I don't have to even think of that. Today I have a life that can't even begin to, you couldn't begin to believe how much fun I can have in one day. The optimism I have, there is no such a thing as pessimism, which I lived in before I came into program. Now it's just the opposite. You know, I was looking out this morning and I saw clouds and whatever, and the thought came to me, the sun is right above them. What am I worried about? The rain is given to nourish the earth. It will give me some fresh water that I need when I need it. You know, it's just a wonderful thought. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life just because God gives it to me every day that I can get up and start each day thanking Him for just giving it to me. And then at the end of each day, I can thank Him for giving me the day. And I can review what I've gone over, during the day. And if I had made a mistake, usually I can correct it then. If not, he and I will have a discussion about it before I get to sleep, and it will be taken care of. I don't have to be restless and not sleep anymore. I have a beautiful day and a beautiful life. And I thank Him each day for that. Thank you.